All right, well, good afternoon, everyone. It is 1:34 p.m., Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. I'm Commissioner Brian Crotius, joined by Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk and Commissioner Randy Christman. This is an informal hearing on case numbers PU-20-244, Dakota Natural Gas, Natural Gas Facilities, Trail County, Public Convenience and Necessity. PU-20-245, Dakota Natural Gas, Gas Transportation, American Crystal Sugar Company, Tariff and Rates, and PU-20-246, Dakota Natural Gas, Natural Gas Service, Trail County Tariff. And again, this is an informal hearing involving only undisputed facts. If there are any disputed facts, we will close the informal hearing and issue a notice of hearing. Before we get into it, Commissioner Fedorchuk, do you have any opening comments?
I would just say I'm excited to have you guys back in front of us again for this new project. This has some great potential. It's an area of the state that has long craved natural gas. And so I was very excited to see this application. That said, we'll go through all of the details and make sure everything's in order and things are as they should be with the proper protections in place, et cetera, for the public. But I also am just eager to be able to visit with you all and kind of get an update on your existing project as well. So thanks for your continued investment in these smaller communities and look forward to our discussion today.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Christman.
I just generally agree. Excited to see this project moving forward and look forward to getting all the information to make sure that we have everything in order.
All right. We will do introductions. We have one staff member. Can you introduce yourself, Victor?
Victor Shook, Public Utility Analyst.
Okay. And then I don't know on the Dakota natural gas side, who is going to handle the introductions? And I know we did a sound check. We were able to get your names, but we weren't recording yet. That was just a test. So if you could do the introductions, whomever.
Yes, Commissioner, I'm Greg Palmer. I'm the president of Dakota Natural Gas. I will let the two people on the call with me from Dakota Natural Gas introduce themselves. Cody.
I'm Cody Chilson, the operating vice president of Dakota Natural Gas.
And I'm Christine Anderson. I'm the corporate attorney for the company licensed in Minnesota, and then I also handle regulatory affairs in North Dakota.
Okay, very good.
Commissioner, I can introduce some of the folks we've been working with over the past year. The first is Teresa Warren from American Crystal Sugar. So, Teresa. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I'm Teresa, and I'm the Vice President of Finance, and I'm based out of Moorhead, Minnesota, with American Crystal Sugar.
Oh, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
The second person is James Murphy. He's with Trail County Economic Development, and he has worked with us extensively with the customers in Trail County. Jim, introduce yourself.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I appreciate this opportunity to introduce myself. I'm James Murphy. Jim Murphy, I'm the executive director with the Trail County EDC, and we're really excited to work with Dakota Natural Gas. These guys have been great to work with, and looking forward to the opportunities that this will bring to the communities of Trail County.
Well, Jim, I apologize. I don't think I was putting two and two together.
Well, you got to know. This is me. Yeah.
How have you been? No, we'll catch up on that later. So,
yeah.
I'll be darned.
There's one more person, Commissioner, and that's Steve Benson. Steve's the head commissioner of the city of Mayville, and also vice president of finance for May State University. So Steve, if you will introduce yourself.
Commissioners, yes. As Greg said, I'm Steve Benson, and I'm the mayor of Mayville.
North Dakota, and also I'm an interim vice president at Naval State University, interim vice president for business affairs. Good to be here.
All right, very good. Good to have you with us as well. I think that covers
Mr. Chairman,
everyone,
or
do we have
Brian someone? Johnson is called in as well.
Okay, from staff?
Yep.
Okay, so we have Brian Johnson from staff, and then any other individuals on the phone bridge?
Looks like Patrick Vaughn from staff as well.
Okay. All right, then I think we have it covered. In this type of a proceeding, we generally, speaking, we turn it over to the applicant. So we will do that at this time, and you can present as you see fit.
Thank you, Commissioner. I would just say that in 2018, we were asked by commissioners from Hillsborough and Mayville to see if it was the potential to bring natural gas to the area. And we partnered with a number of members of the community, including American Crystal Sugar, which was key to making this project feasible. Also, the county, and so James Murphy's here representing not only people in the two communities, but also the greater county area. We partnered with Trail County, the county government facility itself, and we've put together a proposal where we can provide gas to the area and make it economically viable. It took about a year and a half of people working together on different options to put this together. But we now have a proposal before you that includes two components. One is basically providing gas to the citizens of Mayville and Hillsborough at the same rates that we are providing gas service to those folks in Drayton, North Dakota, based on the same tariff you approve. The only change is to expand the service area in our tariff. And the second and a key component is approval of a second contract with American Crystal Sugar. You may remember the one we did for Drayton, which the commission approved. This one would serve the Hillsborough plant, provide natural gas to that facility. We think we've worked very hard with the community to address the different needs and bring in all the partners, and we look forward to answering any questions you may have.
Okay. Do you have any? Do you have a presentation of any kind, or you're ready for questions at this point?
We're ready for questions. We feel like the record we submitted was our attempt to address our presentation issues, so I think we're ready for questions.
Okay. I have one, and it's a somewhat unrelated question, but or related in a way, but so you're going to take the line up to Mayville, correct, but not push over to Portland?
Commissioner, I think our plan is to get to Portland in 2022. We have not had discussions with council and such, but always as we design the project, our intent is to serve Portland. It's a natural fit with Mayville. The thing is we've got to bite. This is a very large apple, and we've got to bite it in pieces. So we've got a very aggressive construction schedule if we get the approvals for this, and we feel like we ought to get gas to people in Mayville and then extend to Portland the next year.
Okay, and can you remind me of the date into the Mayville area?
Our goal to have gas in Mayville is by next September, hopefully August. The contract with American Crystal Sugar requires that we have gas service to the Hillsborough facility before August 1st. We'll be constructing plastic and steel main at the same time.
Okay. And then from an easement standpoint in terms of getting the line from... So this comes off the Viking pipeline, so until it hits the North Dakota border, it's not jurisdictional or
all of the easement is in public right of way. So we're working with the different permitting agencies like Trail County. They've issued us actually a permit for the public right of way in Trail County already.
Okay. The so you would actually be as soon as you receive approval, you would be moving. If it's approved, you'd be moving dirt yet this fall.
Well, we need your consent and approval. We have two other key permits that we need to achieve, and our goal is to start construction at the beginning of October.
Okay. And then in terms of the communities, do you have, I think it's 749 residential, commercial, industrial customers, taking service or estimated to take service within the first 3 years of the line's operation. I think that would be similar in terms of a graduated schedule and with the Drayton project. Would that be a fair statement?
That's correct. Our initial would be 610 services the first year, and then we would continue to provide service. Some people just have to watch and see if we deliver and if their neighbors like the service before they're going to switch over.
Okay. Commissioner Fedorchuk, do you have any questions?
I do. Could you all just give us an update on how things are going with your Drayton and your first phase of this? I mean, customers, how is your conversion rate going? Anything that you can share about that project would be helpful.
If I could, I'd like Mr. Chilson to answer that question.
Sure. So as far as the Drayton project, we completed our steel portion of our project last week. We completed our pressure testing and drying of the line and brought it into service on Monday. So it's currently ready to serve the American Crystal Sugar Plant. They're finishing up some improvements on their end and are hoping to begin use in October. But our line is ready there. We are nearly complete with the plastic distribution system in the city, and construction is ongoing. We're continuing to install services there as well. As of this morning, I think we had around 230 services signed up in the area, which is ahead of what we had expected in the first year. And we're working very hard so that those services are installed and gas is on the system by the end of the month, so those customers can start using gas this heating season.
Very good. Excellent. Could I go away my video?
Your video is not active, but we can hear you.
Okay,
good. And now you're back.
I don't know what's going on with my connection, but that's why the phone line is always good. Do you have any, is the Drayton gas coming off the Viking line too, or where's that coming from?
Yes, it's coming off the Viking line. We installed a new town border station near a small town in Minnesota called Donaldson.
And will the Hillsboro be another, the new service, the Hillsboro Mabel, will be a new tap into Viking?
It will be at an existing Viking station, but it will also be tapping into Viking near Beltrami.
Okay. And I wouldn't assume that you're taking huge quantities of gas, but is there any limit to their ability to provide gas here, or is that line pretty flush?
I'll probably address that if I can, Commissioner. We've been working. We have it at the existing interconnect we have. We have enough capacity to serve the market and about a 10% growth over what we projected. We have the ability to increase that capacity over time, depending on market needs. it's always a question of when do you take out the capacity and make the investment. You try and do it as the market grows.
Sure. And do you have firm service?
On Viking, yes.
Okay. Very good. Very good. How about American Crystal Sugar? Anybody from there want to speak up about your thoughts on this project, phase one and phase two, and what you expect to gain from it?
Yeah, we're excited to work with Dakota Natural Gas on a second project, and the gas would supplement our existing coal pulp dryer. So it will enable us to dry more pulp and to add additional value to our pulp stream and our co-products.
Is it going to be your main industrial power source, the gas? You still be using coal?
No, we'll still be using coal in our boilers and using coal in our pulp dryer as well, but the natural gas will just supplement it because we're constrained on capacity through our dryer today.
I see. Okay. Do you envision ever converting entirely to natural gas?
We don't have plans right now, but we continue to evaluate it and are continually looking at it, but at this point, coal still is the most economical source for us.
Okay, very good. So for Dakota Natural Gas folks, tell me, how are the economics panning out on this? Do you see any bumps in the road along the way, or are things going smoothly? Just give us a sense of how all that looks.
We've provided the models. It's based on 10% return on equity. There's a higher amount of leveraging in this project than the Drayton project, and we've contemplated that. The loan, we've had conversations with the bankers, and it's set up over 15 years. So we pay off or amortize the debt over 15 years, which coincides with the American Crystal Sugar contract. We think it's a viable project. It took a lot of work from all the people that are at this meeting to make this viable, but we think that we're in good shape if we can get the permits and get started this fall. It's critical for us to start construction this fall.
Okay. I'll stop there for now. Let my other colleagues step in with questions.
Commissioner Chrisman?
Mr. Palmer, Mr. Palmer, you talked about getting the permits and starting construction this fall. I think earlier you said October 1st. And so this process, because it's not... doesn't meet the thresholds of siting of a pipeline for us. It isn't really a factor in our decision, but I'm curious, with venturing into Mayville and getting farther from the border, how are you doing on acquiring the easements from the landowners that are necessary to put the line in and get to Mayville or anywhere else in the project?
Commissioner, thank you. The major permit is for a permit to use public right-of-way, and we have the permit from Trail County to use the public right-of-way. So we're primarily getting highway permits. We're not doing easements or eminent domain on any property. It's all public right-of-way. So that's going, and maybe I could just let Ms. Anderson share with you the status of the permit to cross the border with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has approved a service area determination for us. That order was issued on August 31st. And so as you may recall from the last project, when we initially approached the commission about the CPN on the Drayton project, we were still waiting for approval from FERC at that time. And in that matter, we had proposed both a Henshaw exemption and a service area determination. FERC staff on the Drayton project advised us that a Henshaw exemption was not necessary because of the project styling and the regulatory scheme, and that a service area determination was sufficient. So with this project, we didn't have to do both. We applied for the service area determination, and that has been granted by the federal government. So from the federal perspective, we're good to go with the Minnesota to North Dakota crossing. And as Mr. Palmer indicated, we don't have any private easement issues with this, so there's nothing that we need to see. It's just a couple of permit finalities that we're waiting for, and we've been advised that we don't anticipate issues. It's simply a matter of timing at this point. So we're hoping to get started quickly.
Well, I find that really interesting, because in a lot of areas of the state, the counties or political subdivisions, and in many years that's been the response that I've heard from the State Department of Transportation too, do not want these kinds of things right a lot inside right of ways in case the roads need to be upgraded later, and then it's an additional expense to upgrade a road because there's a pipeline or a telecom line or something like that there. So did they seem to be at all concerned about that and allowing this pipeline to be in the road easements?
Commissioner, this is for like an interstate pipeline or major pipeline systems. We usually secure private easements, but for distribution system, and this is a distribution system, you made that determination, we typically use the public right-of-way, and that's common practice for most utility distribution systems. For major road networks where there would be a more expensive cost to relocate, what we try and do is get as far towards the edge of the right-of-way as possible. So if there ever is any road work, we avoid any kind of relocation. We work very extensively with the highway departments to do that. In some areas, like when we're going through town, we're using the public right-of-way to get down the streets. There will be street work or sewer work, and we have to relocate our facilities. And that's a common business expense running a gas distribution system. It's in our business model that we're going to have to do that to a certain degree. And the depreciation rates you approve start to set aside funds for that basis, not just the aging of the material.
Are the ag producers along the way able to sign on to this and get gas service, especially if they have grain dryers or something where they're high volume users?
Commissioner, we've had calls for some grain dryers immediately on the route. We've also had calls from grain dryers out the route. I will tell you, on this particular pipeline, we're not going to be able to serve all the grain dryers. And the problem is grain dryers need a very large amount of capacity for a very short window of time. Some years they don't use it at all. But we are going to try and serve those grain dryers we can. I would tell you that it's more expensive to come off the steel line up to Hillsboro than it is the plastic line between Hillsboro and Mayville. But we will serve as much grain dryer load as we can without getting to the point that we're not providing reliable service. Because when those folks are harvesting, they want us to provide reliable service even though it's interruptible.
Okay. I don't think I have a question right now.
Okay, before I go to Victor, I don't know that there's an order either way, but...
Julie has a question.
Pardon?
Julie has a question.
Well, I'm actually going to go to Mr. Murphy first and get, well, Commissioner Fedorchuk, why don't you ask the question first? Then Jim, you're teed up after that just to give us your thoughts. Okay.
Well, you maybe were thinking the same thing, but I wanted to hear from Mayor and Mr. Murphy on what this project means to them and what they foresee in terms of available capacity to support future industrial development or other economic development projects in your county and in your community by virtue of this new natural gas resource.
Okay. Well, then, well, Jim, why don't you go first, and then Steve, Mr. Benson, we will follow with you.
Great question. And I've actually been scratching some notes in anticipation of that question. So I'll do it in two parts. I'll do it for the current, right, the present. And the map that, say, for the Trail County buildings alone, this would be a decrease in our expenditure on a month by month, certainly annual basis, on their energy needs. So there's that, plus the average homeowner and in the community that switches to natural gas will realize a significant savings in their energy bill. So that's present. God bless the present. Let's think about the future. As the EDC director, and we get these requests for proposals, you know, through Commerce, there isn't anybody who's willing to talk to us unless we had natural gas as an option for their enterprise. So those opportunities we've been just shut out of, you know, for my tenure here, which is about 2 years. It's just unfortunate, but that's the circumstances of where we are. And now we're trying to change that, to open that door for potential growth in other industries. So there's that. Look at all those RFPs that come through, and you know, you guys see them too, I'm sure, that the chance to get some of those businesses here would be fantastic. And that opportunity for growth, you know, build the industry, build homes, schools grow up, everything gets bigger, better, stronger, faster. And that's what I'm here to say, and that's all, because believe me, given all the jargon and all the terms and all the other information, you don't want to hear my interpretation in any of that. So I'm way out of my depth. So did that kind of answer your question?
It does, and I can appreciate your last comment, because I can actually envision that or know what you might have asked, yeah, or said. So Jim and I should say Mr. Murphy and I have some past history, so we worked together for quite a number of years. So I wasn't even, again, putting two and two together when I was looking at the little boxes on the screen of the various people. So
And to be honest, I think I had more here than the last time we talked. So
I wasn't going to. No, I don't notice a single change. So Mr. Benson, would you like to share your thoughts, please?
Yes, commissioners. I've been in Mayville for 33 years. And during that time, you know, we've seen a significant decrease in our business community. And also what we've noticed too is I worked at Mayville State for 30 years. And anyway, what we saw was a number of faculty and staff, frankly, that were interested in commuting so that they could have more amenities for their families in the larger communities, the larger communities that are served with natural gas. And they seem to be the communities that grew also. So when Dakota Natural Gas talked with Mr. Murphy initially, and then also with the council and myself, you know, for the city of Mayville, then we really saw this as an opportunity to help our citizens and also to stimulate business growth in the community. And as a member of Mayville State University, obviously there needed to be commitments from larger users in the in the county to make the project viable. So we did agree to purchase $100,000 worth of natural gas a year beginning in the fall of 21. And Mayville State has a capital project that has been recommended by the Board of Higher Ed for funding then to convert or to add. We now have where our primary fuel source at the college is a low pressure steam, but it's provided primarily through coal and then secondarily through fuel oil. And we have submitted a proposal and it's been approved by the Board of Higher Ed to add on to our powerhouse two natural gas boilers. And there'd be 300 horse boilers. That would be our supplemental, be replacing the fuel oil boilers that we have, you know, that are supplementary now that are over 20 years old. And also I was talking with the plant director, you know, about, well, we can see how that will impact our overall use of coal. But we really see this as an exciting time. The citizens too in town, number of the people that we've talked to, you know, are excited about this opportunities. In fact, I'm waiting to put in a new natural gas water heater to replace my 30-year-old job at home, you know. I'm waiting until we get natural gas. And we've done that at the college too. We've just put in two 100 BTU, 100,000 BTU water heaters in Agassiz Hall that will be converted to natural gas because of the significant savings there that we have over electricity. We're excited to roll.
Is the can you share the capital cost, or if not, that's fine. I'm just trying to, you know, let's just say that natural gas was saved as much as it cost to retrofit. Is that a number you could share? And not to put you on the spot.
Well,
if not.
Mr. Chairman, what we're looking at the college then is we'd add onto our building, we'd add a 40 by 56 addition onto our building. And with the ancillary piping and 200-300 horse boilers, the cost will be about $1.6 million.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that. The economics sound very positive in terms of the cost of gas versus, you said, coal and a mix of fuel oil currently. Is that correct?
And coal's a difficult commodity around here because it has to be trucked in, you know, and we do use hard coal, Wyoming coal, because of the boilers that we do have. And we seem to be able to generate a lot more BTUs out of them rather than softer coal. But, you know, we're looking at prices Mayville for coal at about $8.81 per million, cost per million BTUs, and natural gas is about $5.60. But yet I have three or four more years left to pay on my coal power plant that was put into service in 2011 and is frankly paid for from utility savings from fuel oil, number two fuel oil that we used exclusively prior to that time.
Thank you for that. Before I move over to see if Mr. Shook, if Victor has any questions, Commissioner Fedorchuk, Commissioner Crisman, do you have questions for Mr. Murphy or Mr. Benson?
Not at this time, I don't.
Commissioner Crisman?
Mr. Murphy, since Commissioner Karashis knows you well, relation to Senator Phil Murphy that I used to work with.
Who is that?
Is Senator Phil Murphy, who I used to work with in the Senate, a relative of yours?
No.
No?
I know my brother, though. He's with the Guard there in Bismarck, and he gets around quite often. Okay. But, Randy, you and I have met. Your wife, Beth, and I used to hang out long ago, and you and I met at several NDSU football games tailgating. So
that's why you look so familiar.
That's where I know that guy from. That's me, yeah.
And I don't have my bison cup here today.
My notes. So when we started on this process, and certainly before the FERC, we penned a decent letter to them, apparently, as good as we could do, we did a lot of research on how long and how many opportunities and events that Trail County entities, and be that the county or the cities independently, have tried to get this rock up the hill. And we went back 50 years. My project coordinator, Alyssa, they own the paper, so I've got great access to an archive there, and found you get this close, you know? And then something would happen. There was a change in legislation or some change in price of steel that made it unviable. We're so close here, and I can't express to you enough the resolve that I've got to get this rock up the hill, and appreciate everyone's time in the room. I don't say that enough, but thank you all for listening to us and to me, and for Greg and his team, Teresa and her team, and Steve and all the great folks at the college there as well. Dr. Van Horn is one of my board members, and I know he sent Steve in his stead today. But this is an important piece of business, and just can't say enough about that. So,
well,
thanks for listening.
Yep, thank you. And but beyond the importance of it or the exuberance for the project, we have to explore everything. And so I want to ask you this. Among some of the rural people around Trail County, ag producers, others who are just maybe outside of town, outside of the footprint that is planned to be served initially, what kind of pushback are you getting from people who might feel like when MSU and, well, MSU hasn't indicated using a lot of propane, but a lot of people around town, I'm sure, are using propane. And do you lose the competitive environment for propane that those rural people are still going to need to source from somewhere?
So it's a great question, and one that I was really worried would come up more often, but it hasn't. And I think at the end of the day, most of the propane that's going out in our region is served by Portland Farmers Union. As a matter of fact, one of the board members for Portland Farmers Union, I thought would be totally against this project. I think they recognize the opportunities are greater than that potential loss, if you will, of the residential business, residences and businesses in those markets. So much of the propane that goes out goes to the farmers in those enormous tanks, and they burn through it. And at this point, even if Dakota Natural Gas would pick up every producer along both those lines, that's not going to make a dent in that business. It really won't. There's not that many grain dryers along the way right now that I think they'd be willing to or able to serve. So that I don't see that as being as big of an issue as I thought it would be.
Those producers.
Those
producers haven't expressed any concern about losing a competitive atmosphere for where they source their propane?
A lot of them buy it out of Thompson already, and they compete with the Grand Forks market, which has propane, and those folks to the south are, you know, competitive already to the Fargo region. Being lodged in between these two major markets, I guess we kind of, you know, feel like people buy from all over. And like that's why I kind of singled out the Portland oil as, you know, being the primary propane delivery entity in the market. And like I said, I haven't heard any negative feedback. Let me put it like that. There's really been no pushback or negative feedback that I've been picking up on. It's all positive.
Mr. Mayor, do you have any different opinion on that, or would you just agree with that?
We haven't, this is Steve Benson, and they haven't heard, I haven't personally heard comments, nor have we in City Hall, you know, from people that are being vocal about the opportunity, as Mr. Murphy says. I remember too when we looked at replacing our number two oil boilers, we looked at everything, including natural gas, and of course that was not feasible. In the 30 years that I worked at the college prior to coming back now, that was something too that it just wasn't going to get here, you know. So I do think people see this as a good opportunity, and we really have not had pushback of any nature in the city either.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, now at this time, Mr. Shuck.
Thank you. So I don't have anything major. I've had a number of data requests and discussions with Dakota Natural Gas. They've been, as they were the last time, very good to work with, very responsive. So one thing, and I know this is trade secret, so I'm not going to really say any of the numbers, but this agreement with American Crystal Sugar is, we'll just say, higher priced than the one for the Drayton area. My assumption would be that's because the miles of pipe from the takeoff point at the Viking line to their area is more than twice the length. Is that, I'm assuming that's the reason for the higher price rather than they just had a bad negotiator.
That is correct. It's almost three times as much main line to get to Hillsborough and Mayville as it was to Drayton. And basically the cost model is the same model. It's based on our cost, but also consider what's economic for American Crystal Sugar and the other customers in the marketplace.
Sure. And that's, again, that's what my assumption was. I just wanted to confirm that with you. So that answers that one. I will say they're doing some creative financing with this one relative to the Drayton system. That's not critical. It's a positive thing. I think they looked hard to find a way to make this work, which is good. I will say it's something that we don't want to put on the back burner and not look at for 15, 20 years. I have concerns that somewhere between years 10 and 12, with Dakota Natural Gas could be in a significant over-earning situation, absent any other factors changing. But that's something that we can certainly monitor. I guess I would anticipate similar to the order we had in the Drayton system. You know, this would be something you report annually to the commission on earnings and the like, so that we can monitor this and ensure that the rate schedules are still appropriate in the future. I guess beyond that, I really don't have any concerns with this. I would recommend the commission approve it with the same conditions as the Drayton system.
Okay, thank you, Victor. Commissioner Fedorchuk, do you have any other questions you would like to ask at this time?
Just a follow-up to some of Victor's questions. I haven't looked at your data request, Vic, so I'm not sure what you've found that beyond what's in the application. But could you, do you see any, you said you wouldn't have any hesitation to approve it. So, but with some of the creative measures that were had to be taken to make this happen, do you see any risk for customers or folks who are helping to make this possible down the road if anything kind of...
No,
there's any bumps along
the way. Honestly, with the between the type of financing and the, you know, the kind of the split between what's financed and what is capital costs from the company, that in addition to the contract with American Crystal Sugar, I guess gives me probably a little bit more confidence in this case that the customers are probably a little bit better protected, at least for the next, you know, 15 years for some of those contract terms. I think they did a good job trying to balance out least, you know, a lower cost for customers and keeping those safeguards in place. You know, there's certainly not no risk to customers, but they've minimized it as much as they possibly could, in my opinion.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Commissioner Christman?
I don't have any questions for Mr. Shook, but I am curious to hear from the company if, based on the assumptions that Mr. Shook is going on, whether the company has any strong disagreements with those assumptions, especially the, you know, the annual reviews as we get out to some of the years where you saw the potential for over-earnings. So whenever it's time for that.
Commissioner, I understand the concern, and I would say this. When you go into these projects, there's a lot of uncertainty. Just for example, in the 2 months that the primary construction took place for the drain pipeline, they got 2 feet of rain out there. And we actually had to reroute the pipeline to get gas to drain in time. It was on the Minnesota side. It was with the county that worked with us because they wanted it to happen. But once we get the system up and running 5 or 10 years down the line, I'm sure we're going to be working annually with staff. This is a long-term commitment, and they'll be sure that the interest of the customers are represented. It gets much easier to address those issues once you have clarity on some of these assumptions we're making now. And I appreciate the way that staff is going about addressing it.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I do not.
Commissioner? Okay. Victor, any other questions?
I'm good.
Commissioner Fedorchak, one more opportunity.
No more questions for me. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Palmer, do you have any closing remarks? I don't have any other questions either. But any closing remarks you would like to make?
Commissioner, I'd just like to, in front of the commission, thank the people on this call with us. Every organization, American Crystal Sugar, Trail County Economic Development, the cities of Mayville and Hillsboro partnered with us really through a very long process. And we went through multiple options and iterations, and it took a lot of commitment from everybody on this call to be before you here today. And I'd like to thank them for making that happen.
Absolutely. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Thank you. You know, this is unique in that we have a business partner, a large business partner, on this call, on the new way that we meet these days, it seems. We've got Trail County Development. And Mr. Murphy, Jim, what is your official title again?
Yeah, they gave me that title of Executive Director.
Okay. But so we have an executive.
Not many cattle. That's how that title works.
Yeah. So we have. That ties into your previous life. So we have an executive director of development, and we have a mayor, as well as a staff with a Dakota Gasification. Dakota Natural Gas. I'm sorry, I was working on another case earlier. So I think that in itself is very exciting, and it's good to see. I realize, and I think without question, the commission realizes that time is of the essence. So we'll have to, continue to move through the process. But knowing that staff recommends, and we might have a few things yet to go through and to vet, but that's helpful. But again, fully realize that timing is very important. So as we often do, and I think, almost always do at the commission, we move pretty quickly. So, and still make good, solid decisions in the process. So thank you, everyone, for your time. Any closing comments, Commissioner Christman?
I do not, thank you.
Commissioner Fedorchuk, any closing comments?
No, thank you. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate the information and great work on a really good project.
Okay, now this is the make sure we're doing this correctly. There wasn't a handout, which is fine, but the video recording of the proceeding is now considered evidence. Are there any objections to this evidence becoming a part of the official record, upon which a decision will be made? Victor from staff?
No objection from staff.
Mr. Palmer?
No objections.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then the evidence as presented is now a part of the official record, upon which a decision will be made. I don't believe we have any other matters for this particular proceeding. So again, everyone, thank you so much. Appreciate it, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.